With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Four new confirmed cases of COVID-19 were added to the Montana Health Department tally Friday morning. It's the largest single-day discovery of new cases in the state since late April. All four new cases are in Bighorn County. County Public Information Officer Rhonda Johnson says local officials are worried about the virus spreading within the community.
Our concern is really making sure that people understand about how the virus can be transmitted, even if you don't know you have it. So we're really asking people to take precautions, you know, stay home if they can.
Johnson says people should know the virus can be transmitted, even when an infected person is not showing symptoms. Johnson says public health officials are working on tracing people the positive patients may have come in contact with. The county said in a press release that testing supplies remain limited in Bighorn County. The Crow Nation, which borders Bighorn County, earlier this week extended its stay-at-home order for residents within the reservation to June 15th. The Northern Cheyenne Tribe, which also borders Bighorn County, last week extended its stay-at-home order and curfew through May 31st. A new public health advocacy organization in Montana is targeting the needs of rural and native communities responding to the novel coronavirus pandemic. The Helena Independent Record reports that the nonprofit, We Are Montana, was started by Cora Newman, a public health expert who ran for U.S. Senate earlier this year. The organization will serve as a public health information and training hub for rural and native communities in the state. Staples of Montana's summer outdoor concert scene are canceling over continued concern about the novel coronavirus. Kay Erickson with Yellowstone Public Radio News has the latest.
Music will not be echoing from the mountains around Big Sky this summer. On Friday, the Arts Council of Big Sky announced its 2020 concert series, Music in the Mountains, has been canceled. The cancellation includes the annual July 4th celebration and the Classical Music Festival. On Thursday, Tippett Rise Arts Center announced it was canceling all concerts and sculpture tours this summer and would keep its trails temporarily closed. These are the latest in a growing list of annual outdoor events that will not take place this summer over concerns for the health and safety of performers, staff, and the audience. The Billings Symphony Orchestra and Chorale and the Yellowstone Art Museum canceled their planned collaboration of Symphony in the Park and Summer Fair, set for late June in Billings Pioneer Park. The Helena Symphony and Carroll College announced the annual Symphony Under the Stars, scheduled for mid-July at Carroll College, will not take place this summer. The Red Ants Pants Music Festival in White Sulphur Springs has been canceled, as has Montana Shakespeare in the Park's 2020 season. Montana is still under Phase 1 of Governor Steve Bullock's reopening of businesses and crowd gatherings, which limits crowds to 10 people or less where social distancing cannot be maintained. It is unknown when Phase 2 or 3 will begin. I'm Kay Erickson with Yellowstone Public Radio News.
Montana's Commissioner of Higher Education is calling on the state's universities and colleges to consider modifying their schedules to finish out next fall semester early before a possible second wave of the novel coronavirus. MTPR's Aaron Bolton has more.
Commissioner Clayton Christian suggested Thursday that Montana schools should begin their fall semesters early and end them by November 25th, when flu season and potentially COVID-19 spread could pick up. University of Montana announced that it's working on its academic calendar for the fall and will announce any changes in the coming days. Montana State University announced the first day of the fall semester will be August 17th. 2 weeks earlier than its normal start time. Currently, enrollment for fall semester is down significantly compared to last year. MSU also announced this week that all staff will transition back to working on campus June 1st. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
Attorney General Tim Fox is an unlikely political underdog after capturing more votes than any other candidate in any race to win a second term in Montana's 2016 election. Yet that's the clear dynamic heading into the final weeks of the Republican primary for governor. U.S. Representative Greg Gianforte has built up a huge cash lead and touts his close ties to the Trump administration. It's put the normally affable Fox on the offensive, accusing Gianforte of using his wealth to buy the race. The GOP primary's dark horse is State Senator Al Olszewski, a Flathead Valley surgeon who caters to the party's right wing. Montana is reporting 466 lab-confirmed cases of the COVID-19 illness after four new cases were identified in Bighorn County. That brings the state to 19 active cases and three current hospitalizations. The state health department reports more than 850 tests were analyzed yesterday, just shy of 25,500 tests that have been run on Montanans total. 431 Montanans have recovered from the disease. The Flathead National Forest issued a draft decision Thursday for a large forest thinning project northwest of Whitefish. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports the project calls for thousands of acres of commercial timber harvest and several miles of new roads.
The project area includes about 56,000 acres of the Tally Lake Ranger District. The Flathead National Forest plans to conduct prescribed fire projects, allow commercial logging on about 6,000 acres, as well as 3,000 acres of non-commercial thinning. The Forest Service also wants to build nearly 34 miles of permanent roads throughout the project area. In its environmental analysis, the Forest Service said the project could have limited and temporary impacts on lynx, elk, and grizzly bears. In his draft decision, Forest Supervisor Curtis Steele said safety concerns regarding dense tree stands and fuel for potential fires near homes, as well as the economic benefits of the planned commercial logging, outweigh those wildlife impacts. The project has now moved into a 45-day objection period. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.